I have no disclosures. But I do want to say that actually I won't be talking about HIV. I'll be talking about STI. But as we know, STI infection increases the risk of HIV infection, to put that into context. Research has shown that stigma is associated with both HIV as well as other STI. Stigma is salient in a variety of populations, and it can be a barrier to seeking care as well as partner notification in traditional healthcare settings. It also may be associated with negative health outcomes, so both physical outcomes, the sequelae related to delayed treatment of STI, as well as psychological outcomes, so feeling ashamed, potentially depression or anxiety. So I found this quote when I was putting together my talk that I thought was actually really nice. I don't know, there's just something, an aura around getting tested for an STI. You'd rather get tested for mono than tested for AIDS, even though mono is just as contagious, or maybe even more so. Someone who has herpes is going to be avoided more than a person who has mono. In our study, we were looking at expedited partner services, and these have the potential to reduce stigma because they allow for increased privacy. However, expedited partner services shift the blame of notification and treatment to the index patient. And stigma may affect the willingness to deliver and or receive expedited partner services, particularly patient-delivered partner services. And relationship context may actually be a salient factor, and in particular, blame. In our study, we examined the willingness to deliver and receive patient-delivered partner services. Our sub-aims were to explore stigma as related to the intentions to deliver or receive PDPS, to explore the role of relationship context as related to intentions, and to examine the effects of blame as related to intentions. We conducted qualitative interviews with adult men and women age 18 to 40. These individuals were recruited from a waiting room of an urban STI clinic in the Midwestern U.S. Our measures were semi-structured individual interviews that lasted approximately 20 to 30 minutes. We presented hypothetical scenarios. This was sort of a two-part study. So in the first part, we were looking at the willingness to engage in a variety of expedited partner service practices, looking at the benefits and barriers to doing so, and preferences of service type. And then in the second part of the study, we looked specifically at the willingness to deliver or receive a patient-delivered partner screening kit, which I will describe in a moment, the benefits and barriers to doing so, and preferences for that as well. Transcripts were independently analyzed and coded. We did thematic analysis across individuals and groups, so both within and between men and women. Teams were organized into broad categories. Refinements were made to our coding scheme and labels. And then in the final stage of analyses, a coding framework was applied to all data by annotating each transcript with codes that indexed the categories. We found, by and large, most participants were willing to deliver and receive patient-delivered partner services. Stigma and relationship context emerged as significant factors influencing intentions to engage in a variety of expedited partner services, and in particular, patient-delivered partner screening. Intentions to deliver and receive were affected by stigma. Stigma was perceived as a benefit, there were benefits to expedited partner therapy in that it got around some of the stigma associated with it. It was also seen as a barrier, and relationship context again was salient. So in terms of intentions to deliver or receive patient-delivered partner screening, we asked, what are some of the benefits or advantages of taking a screening kit to your partner? And we defined a screening kit for a male as a container to collect a urine sample. If the person was female, it would be a vaginal swab and a tube. And most individuals identified that there was privacy associated with this, and that would minimize stigma. So one participant said, some people don't like everybody to know their business. So I would be thinking about that too. So she's thinking about taking that to her partner, and that would allow him to feel more comfortable because it was more private. Because it goes back to shame and fear, they're just going to be more likely to get diagnosed quicker and treated quicker using patient-delivered partner screening. That will reduce the spread. She don't have to get embarrassed. It will make it less embarrassing for this partner. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. So again, this reduction of stigma allowed through patient-delivered partner screening was seen as a benefit. In terms of barriers, we asked what would be the most difficult part about giving a screening kit to your partner, and there was some shame and responsibility around that. So if I knew I gave it to them, meaning if they knew that they introduced the STI to their partner, telling them that I had an STD, if the STD came from me admitting that I had messed up, embarrassment. When we looked at receiving patient-delivered partner therapy, or our partner screening, we looked at some of the benefits and advantages of that. There's a lot of stigma attached to walking into an STD clinic. So again, doing this at home minimizes that stigma of sort of going out in public and seeking care or accessing care. No embarrassment. It's discreet. It saves the embarrassment of going to the clinic or the emergency room or whatever the case may be. In terms of receiving a kit, stigma was actually not seen as a barrier. So people said delivering it, there may be some stigma associated with the idea that they had an STI or it would minimize that for their partner, but accepting the kit, there wasn't really any stigma associated with that. However, there was the potential for partner blame associated with both delivering and receiving a kit. So I like to call this knowing, guessing, and cheating, because those are the themes that emerge. So in terms of delivering, what would be the most difficult part about delivering a screening kit to your partner? In terms of knowing, so it was knowing that you gave her an STD. If I knew I gave it to her or to them, telling them if you were cheating. So it was this idea of if I knew I introduced this into the partnership, that would be a significant barrier. Guessing, they would say that you gave them an STD. Their reaction if there was infidelity going on. Blame did not influence intentions to receive the kit. So again, people weren't as worried that their partner would blame them if they took for introducing an STI if they received a kit versus delivering it. But trust may have some secondary influence on this, and I'm going to talk about that. So in terms of partner blame and delivering, what questions do you think your sex partner might ask you? And men and women, by and large, said, where did you get it, meaning the STI. And I call this the what, who, when, where, why effect. So one man said, what the fuck, why, who, how, when, where. She'd probably hit me with the kit. So, you know, he probably blamed me. That was a woman. And she said, actually, that she knew her partner had extradiatic partners and that she was monogamous to this partner, yet in some way he might try to shift the blame to her. Partner blame in terms of receiving. What would you think of your sex partner? And again, by and large, who, what, when, why, where? They nasty. He's cheating. Relationship context was also important, so having a close relationship, people were actually more likely to deliver and receive kits. They saw that as something that may mitigate stigma and blame, because even though you may take responsibility or there's assumed responsibility for introducing an STI in the relationship, actually doing something after the fact to help a partner was seen as being stand-up, was a good thing. So even if you kind of messed up, you're still doing something to try to help that person. People saw this as increasing trust and intimacy in the relationship. So this was something you would do with a close partner that would build your relationship, and there was some altruistic qualities that also went along with that. So in terms of intimacy and trust, what are some of the benefits? Again, it's trust building. It makes you accountable. She knows she can trust me. I'm not just leaving her out there with an STD. In terms of barriers, however, if there were circumstances where I had not been honest, so if they had cheated and they weren't honest, that might be a barrier than to delivering a kit. And one person said it depends on your relationship, not really knowing them. So if you didn't know the partner well, you might not be as likely to engage in these practices. Relationship context, it shows that a person at least cares about you enough to let you know, building your relationship. Barriers, if she was dishonest, if I didn't trust them. In terms of altruism, we found that this worked both in terms of delivering and receiving. So they would see in terms of delivering, you're trying to do this to help your partner, hopefully to clear it up, looking out for their health because you don't want someone you're in a relationship with having a disease. I love that quote. I'd love that on a t-shirt. In terms of receiving, again, he was looking out for my health. So he's doing something for me to protect me, even though he may have initially been the partner responsible for exposing me to this STI. Helping each other out, fixing health problems. So back to stigma and blame. It was interesting because although we saw this as a salient factor, remember, it didn't emerge in terms of receiving. It was more on an effect on intentions to deliver. What we found in receiving is that people actually said, I'd respect her for that. She's looking out for me in that situation. So if she brought me a kit, she's, again, doing something that's seen as altruistic to help me. I think he was a pretty stand-up guy. I would think that was thoughtful and responsible. I'd love him more, you know, being closer through thick and thin, through heavy and light. So most individuals were willing to both deliver and receive patient-delivered partner screening, as well as other expedited partner services. Stigma and blame came out in terms of benefits and barriers. So benefits of these practices would be that they would minimize stigma through increased privacy, but the barriers were that there may be blame associated with that. These didn't have impact on intentions, so people still, regardless of the stigma or blame that they felt, said by and large that they would engage in these practices regardless of that. And relationship context was important. In terms of patient education and the implications for that, one of the things would be emphasizing the asymptomatic nature of certain STI. So you may actually, or a partner may come into a relationship already having an STI and not knowing that, so it doesn't necessarily indicate extra dyadic sex. And there needs to be timely treatment to prevent the sequelae associated with untreated sexually transmitted infections. For patient counseling, an emphasis on strategies for managing both stigma and blame, specifically for the partner delivering, may be a important component. And when we're looking to identify index patients for which patient-delivered partner services may be best case scenario, looking at a relationship context and committed or closer partnerships actually may be individuals that we would rather target. It seems like those with less close partnerships are less likely to engage in these practices. Our limitations, these were hypothetical scenarios. This was done in a small sample. We need to look at, in the future, actual offers and larger samples. And I'd like to thank the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and our project officer, Matthew Hogben, for our support. And for more information, please contact us at the Academic Edge. I also have condoms, so if any of you would like condoms at the end of this session, come up. I will give you happily condoms, so thank you.